Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We do have a Shador conversation to get to at the start of the show. If you guys have not heard, there is a Miles report out there we'll get to later in the show. I would like to, because you and I, this is adjacent to the Shador conversation.
Yeah.
And it's less about what Shador said, which we're going to play here in a few minutes, and it's more about the heightened pitch of the Shador conversation. Again, I tend to be a little bit removed, meaning I tend to kind of watch things. I'm an observer, right? And I remember thinking like 4 weeks ago, man, just the heightened conversation around the Shador Sanders conversation it's untenable. It cannot grow from here. And I was waiting for it to kind of taper off or go into a different direction as Dylan played. And then Dylan Gabriel played just absolutely embarrassing in two of the four performances, and it has only grown. And I think it's only going to grow from here unless Dylan comes out and has a 300-yard performance. 4 weeks ago, I thought it was untenable. I thought it was adults showing their ass on both sides in public. And yet 4 weeks later, somehow both sides, I think, have outdone themselves. In I think we're now to the new fevered pitch.
I don't know. I feel like it had been relatively calm up until Dylan Gabriel absolutely stunk this last weekend. I do feel like, and I'll give the Shador side, I'll give them a lot of credit in this, even though nobody on the Shador side thought that Dylan Gabriel was a better quarterback. It did feel like the Shador side was giving Dylan a chance to say, okay, I'll make it where Shador doesn't even get a chance. And to be fair, Dylan had that opportunity. Like, he did. Like, that was the world was in front of him that way. Like, he could, if he was just great at his job, it would no longer be a discussion, but he's not good at his job.
I just think, like, so I can only go by, like, off our mentions on social media to the videos we put out there. I think about 2 weeks ago, it was a little slower, but I mean, where we are right now, I mean, it's no longer about Shador, right? It's about what Shador stands for people. And I think there are people who have part of their identity wrapped up into Shador for the better that think that this kid's going to be a very great quarterback and they want to see him shine through in excellence. Mm-hmm. Then I understand that. It is the ultimate fandom to be a fan of a player in that way. And the opposition is going harder in the paint because the Shador supporters are going harder in the paint.
Well,
and it's like,
it.
I don't think this is about Shador anymore, guys. I think this is about whatever you guys are working through.
And maybe that might be part of it. Maybe both sides have to work through some things. But think about it. Like, if you had a theory, you just tinfoil hat, put the conspiracy theory hat on, go do whatever you need to do. And part of the layer of that theory was the idea that we'll just flat out and go down this road, that Dylan Gabriel can't play football, but mm-hmm. Shador Sanders can. And the first part of that theory has become true. Well, what's it going to do? It's not going to slow me down in that theory. Like, if I believed that the moon landing was fake, never happened, didn't exist, it just, the whole thing was staged, and then all of a sudden NASA uncovers a whole room of what looks like a could be a moon, is that going to take me further away from believing that the whole thing is staged, or is that going to go ahead and make me drive to, like, closer to what I believe? And I'm not saying I believe in the moon landing being fake.
All right, you should look at my face. I didn't know.
I don't know.
We're like a hot
I'm trying to jump away from flat earth. I'm trying to use an example. I was going to go flat earther to begin with, and I was like, we don't even need to go down that road.
Let's leave Kyrie alone.
But, like, you can believe in whatever you want to believe. If the first part of that conspiracy theory then it seems to be true, it's only going to make you ramp up your beliefs in what you initially held to be true as well. And then the first part of this is that in no way is Dylan Gabriel better than Shador. That's the first part. And that first part is clearly true right now.
But I think both sides are operating on some level of a kernel of truth, right? Like, you and I both think, like, Shador's the more talented quarterback than Dylan, right? But neither of us is taking it to the level that it is. And conversely, by the way, the folks who do not like Shador, or who think Shador, that this is all much ado about nothing, their kernel of truth is he fell to the fifth round for a reason. Now, we can get to what that reason is, but I think what's wild about it is nobody is acknowledging either people's kernel of truth. It's all it's a yes or no proposition for Shador supporters or Shador haters. And it's, I'll be honest with you, like, there have been so many things that have just been fascinating to watch in real time play out, and not just in sports, but just watch it unfurl and go, wow, we have lost the plot to some degree or to a great degree. And the Shador thing is, like, I'll be honest with you, I heard Lima today and I'm like, oh, you're just digging in because Deion Sanders Jr. made you feel bad or made you feel some sort of way with what he said the other day, right? Like, and by the way, it's totally understandable. Like, if you've had, for one half a second, if you've had social media come after you for anything, it's unmerciful. It is, once somebody in social media has said something and people have clung to it, that's what you are to those folks until they have some sort of incredible information. I get it, but it's just... like, I don't think we're any farther along in the Shador conversation. If we look at how I think Shador has changed himself in the eyes of the Cleveland Browns versus how the conversation has moved with Shador, one I think has gone at a snail's pace, and I think the other one is traveling at the speed of light and sound.
Yeah, and that might be the end result of all this, is that the Browns just don't feel like Shador has evolved enough, Shador has gotten his act together enough, whatever you want to say, but it doesn't help alleviate the idea that people that believe in Shador, like myself, are like, all right, well, I don't think the Browns know what they're doing anyway. Like no part of this has stamped down the belief that the Browns have had the right idea about Shador Sanders the entire time in their evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
No part of this has. When they continued to give Dylan Gabriel first team reps and continue to say that Dylan Gabriel's the answer, and then Dylan Gabriel clearly not the answer, like, the belief that they know what they're doing is just, it's zapped, it's gone. And so that it makes it really hard.
Yeah, and I think that is actually an interesting gulf for me is... there was a time where I think people in general were like, oh, they got a plan, right? They got a plan. They got four quarterbacks. They're going to figure it out. And then systematically, and it's not all the Browns' fault, even though the Browns don't help themselves with their public messaging or the way they've decided to engage with the Shador supporters or the Shador haters with the reports that they put out there through various reporters. But, like, it is interesting to be like, at no point, the one commonality of everyone is none of us think the Browns actually have a plan. None of us think the Browns know what they're actually
Whereas
doing.
Whereas in the beginning portion of this, that wasn't the understood notion. In the beginning portion of this, if I told you, I just think the Browns are wrong, the response back was, well, Kevin Stefanski knows more than you.
Yeah. Quarterback whisperer.
Yeah, Andrew Berry.
He whispers at quarterbacks.
These guys know what they're doing. They've been, it's two-time coach of the year right there. Andrew Berry is very respected in his position. Who are you to tell him that you think Shador Sanders is better than Dylan Gabriel? And now that like retort, that response back has just been completely just zapped.
And now the people who were defending Barry and Stefanski in the preseason or in camp are now saying meaner things about both men than you and I have ever said.
This is what happens when you go to bat for a guy and then the guy ends up failing. That's what happens.
I know we're swimming in treacherous waters here because if you say the P word, not that P word,
easy
if
now.
You say politics on air, every program in America, their sphincter tightens and every person goes, starts to rabble, 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 rabble. All right, but... in the last, like, 10 years, I have watched the entire political conversation move around me. I don't think I've really changed that much. I think maybe I've softened in some ways, but I don't think I've really changed that much. But I've watched it move, and it's moved about 7 times in a way that can make you dizzy. The Shador conversation is the exact same thing. Like, I feel like the Shador conversation, it's not just that.
You're the Copernicus of Shador conversations?
I think you and I both are. Like, I think you and I have remained relatively unchanged with that. And in fairness, I think most people at the station have. But I think other folks on the station have given more into, have fallen prey to a heightened conversation, which then in and of itself snowballs and heightens itself.
Well, I've told you this from the start. The hard part for myself, if somebody wants me to move off of Shador or do something different in this conversation, we haven't seen the guy play.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen him play any football that matters and of consequence since the last time I watched him play in college, where I believed he was going to be a really good player. Like, you know how fraudulent that would be to come out and then be like, oh, I think he's going to suck now? What? Based off of what?
Well, you went back and rewatched the Colorado tape.
Like, what happened? Did I find new tape? Are we discovering new games that I'm not aware of? Like, it just, and that's the part of this conversation that really just kind of is just very interesting to me, is the amount of people that just, they flip-flop from spot to spot to spot, and it's like, based off of what? What are you basing it off of? He hasn't played any games.
Also, I think it also proves that, I just think how much social media has impacted sports talk in a way that we're all so, and this is not specific to anyone, but it is, I know you read, and I know you take in a lot of sports talk.
Mm-hmm.
I take in a lot of sports talk. Like, the amount of thought that is just dictated by someone was mean to me on social media, or somebody said something that I in my heart know to not be true, but like, it happened, so I now have to change my stance on it. Maybe this is a better way to put it. 99% of the social media conversation about Shador and a fair amount of sports media conversation about Shador is just emotion. Like, logic and, you know, kind of, I don't want to say narratives, but like thinking this out and thinking this through about how the NFL works and how the situation the Browns have put both these kids in, they're out the window. For like 99% of people, it just can't be done because it's a whole conspiracy. It's the tinfoil hat thing. And again, like, I'm not judging anyone because everyone is susceptible to this crap in 2025. But holy cow, is it a lot?
Yeah.
I mean, it is as the kids say, because, you know, I'm familiar with modern terminology, it's extra.
Unfortunately, we have to use your own words against you there. Do your job. You know, like, that's the job. The job we signed up for is when there's a Browns quarterback of interest, we talk about him. We have discussions about him. And like, that's the reality.
216-474-0092. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Nick Shook, the Shookie Monster, NFL Network.
Does he like that term?
No idea. But I'm going to say he does. I'm going to say he loves it. The NFL Daily Podcast as well, coming up at 3 o'clock, Cleveland Zone, because we love Cleveland Zones. We've got, I don't know what the hell that was, Pete Futek, college football news, talking the LSU job. One college coach in the running for Penn State just got a nice raise. It's nice to be wanted, or it's nice to use a job as leverage to get more money, because, you know, those guys don't make enough money. We've got Cash. Love it!
Hate it!
Coming up at 6:30, as always, a loaded show, but you guys can join in. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, and you guys can, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, you guys can follow along the show all show long on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. We want to hear from you. One national analyst says Kevin Stefanski doesn't trust Shador Sanders. We'll get to that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We do have to get to this take by Nick Kostos, who was on with the Midday Boys and Tom Withers earlier today, talking about Kevin Stefanski and trust or lack of trust with Shador Sanders.
Browns last preseason game. They're playing the Rams, and they're playing backups. And Shador, I think, took like 9 sacks in the game and like attempted like 9 passes in a preseason game. That's the reason he's not playing, is because I don't think Kevin Stefanski believes he can run the offense. I think an interesting betting market would be, who will start more games this year for the Browns moving forward, Bailey Zappi or Shador Sanders?
All right, he said Shador weird there.
He says it funny. Yeah, he does say it
funny.
And
I just, Nick's such a talented guy. We'll give him the old Peterlin pass, but I'm not going to love it.
That might be
the Peterlin pass.
I'm going to put that one in the accent.
Oh, really? What accent does he have? I can't. Is it
New Yorker?
He is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just, he talks so fast, I can't really.
That's part of the New York
accent.
Like,
I'm just like, all right, he's just talking fast. I will tell you, every time somebody brings up the Rams game, when knocking Shador.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Or... it just feels like, and I'm not saying Nick is doing this because I think Nick is, I'm sure that in some part of Kevin Stefanski's brain, the Rams game is a factor of his lack of trust. That, and he doesn't say spider 2, Y banana, chicken pox, butt nugget 32, right? Quick enough. That's an awful play call, by the way.
I thought butt nugget really took it home.
You could have just called it an end around. However, I do think it's part of the calculus. But when I hear it within an argument against Shador, it feels like the laziest response that I've ever heard, because the kid was better in the game previously. As a matter of fact, in both games
Panthers
previously,
game.
He only played in 2 games. But in the Panthers game, he was really good, and he was the better quarterback in practice, whereas nobody is mentioning how bad Dylan Gabriel looked in training camp and the preseason until the Rams game, when factoring in their assessment of Dylan Gabriel.
There's always been something wrong with that. For me, it's more the idea that everything had already been settled by the time that Shador even got a chance to play in that final preseason game.
Yeah.
And so I said it at the time, because the moment that Shador went to that high school football game on the night prior, it was like, all right, he's He's in a different world right now. Like he's demoralized because I think he thought he was going to go in there, play like he did in the Carolina game, and be able to win some favor. But I thought he just got broke down to the idea that there was nothing he could do that was going to sway Stefanski. Every time he did something positive, down from the training camp and how he actually performed and what was charted relative to the game itself, it was like he just got knocked down a peg every single time.
There's a part of me that says, and by the way, I believe what Nick believes. I believe that Stefanski just does not trust Shador to run his offense. And you can take this one of two ways. But I think it goes back to the idea, one of my criticisms of Kevin is being all too precious with his offense. He was all too precious with his offense with Deshaun Watson, and it took him 2 years to realize Deshaun didn't like to do any of the stuff in his offense, didn't know how to do it, and didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's a long time to waste on, well, but it's my offense. Even something like the nomenclature you use when it comes to play calling. It's like if there's like 3% of quarterbacks that can get it, then change what you call crap, because you can call it peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And if guys associate it with what they're supposed to do, they're going to get the damn job done.
Yeah, they've been changing that all across the NFL. We've talked about that, how a lot of the coordinators across the NFL have made it about as simple, as easy, and as easy as you possibly can. Like, they're going down to, like, third-grade level stuff for some of these quarterbacks in order just to make it stick.
Well, but imagine, like, if Shador was having problems remembering the plays, okay, that's a legitimate problem. But if he's just struggling to remember what the name of the play is, I no longer know what we're doing.
Well,
here.
But think about it.
Like, that feels like the dumbest hill to possibly die on. I'm not saying that is, but if that's one of the ways you can take the he doesn't trust Shador to run his offense.
Well, no, but one of the faulty parts of their argument has always been from the day he entered is that he was behind, right? They didn't think that he could evaluate the field and his processing was good enough. Meanwhile, they evaluated Dylan Gabriel and his processing, and let's see how that works. Mm-hmm. The supercomputer looks like it's on delay right now. It looks like it's got a bug in the computer, but that was the one that they evaluated, and they found out, like, oh, this guy can do it. He can see all the whole field, but Shador can't. Like, you see how faulty that is?
Yes.
It just doesn't make sense. 1+1 doesn't equal 2 here, and it never has in any part of this conversation.
Yeah, and I think that's where the Browns get so much crap, and where the Browns have, again, it was for their own agenda. It was to try and position these guys in a way that aligned with what Kevin felt, where maybe the front office felt, so that they could deploy this in the way they wanted to. Which again speaks to the fact that the quarterback competition on every level was just the most insincere thing, which matters. Like, I think that's so funny. Like, people are like, well, of course, they had a 4-man quarterback derby. Of course, everybody, this whole thing didn't work out. It's like, no. Like, how you do things, the process, right? This is team process.
Mm-hmm. They love their process.
Team, the process mattered on this. And it's clear you rigged the starting spot for Kenny Pickett. When that blew up in your face, you very clearly pivoted to, let's get Dylan ready as soon as we possibly can. That has blown up in your face tremendously on multiple fronts. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely buy into the idea that Joe Flacco was traded in part so that Kevin Stefanski couldn't go back to Joe Flacco, that he'd have to go to quarterback, mysterious quarterback number 3, whoever that might be, which, depending on who you talk to, is a different quarterback every damn day. But, like, it's just so funny to watch this play out and go, like, oh, this was, like, this didn't have to be built on the shakiest foundation. The premise is shaky, but the process could have led you to a proper result, except you were stuck on the predetermined outcomes on all fronts.
But they don't have to end up botching this in the extreme way that it looks like they currently are. Like, you can fix this. You can remedy this. It just, you have to be willing to either wave the white flag on Dylan Gabriel at some point, or when you move off of Dylan Gabriel, actually give the ball to Shador. And that's where Kostos is like, wait a second. I don't think that's going to happen. And that's where I think Shador fans are really going to lose it. If they let Bailey Zappe start before Shador does, I think a lot of fans are going to get really irate. If they do what Ashley said and sign a quarterback, a veteran quarterback to bring in here, because that is a 2-6 football team, they think they have a chance, I think you're going to have a lot of upset Shador fans.
I mean, I think anything other than they're just going to Shador is an absolute waste of time.
For sure it is. Bailey Zappe is a waste of time. For sure it is.
By the way, I don't think playing
a veteran quarterback is a waste of time.
I don't think playing Dylan, if you believe him, is a waste of time. I don't believe in him. So it wastes my time because I'm counting the days until I watch somebody more interesting than him play. Mm-hmm. But if you believe in Dylan, And this is where Kevin sticking to his principle, I understand in year six of being told how things are going to go, we're going along, being a get-along guy for everybody. I understand if his, I'm going to stick this thing in the middle of the field, and I am, if I'm going down, I'm going down with Dylan Gabriel. I absolutely understand it. I think it's a one-way trip to getting the hell out of Cleveland town, but I understand it. But it just continues to go to, if you go, like, it's not that it's even insulting to Shador. Like, every little bit of setback that you get is a way, what is, I don't want to say it paves for comebacks.
Setbacks pave the way for?
Bigger setbacks.
There we go.
The Kevin Stefanski era.
The one speech that people latch on to.
Because that's the one speech he gave.
Well, because he's clearly Tony Robbins. Yeah. I mean, he clearly he might as well be.
Does he have gigantic hands, too? That guy's got some mitts on him. However,
he's a big human.
I understand it. But I think at the same point, like, at some, I wonder if there's a stubbornness from the Browns. Like, I mentioned in the first segment that there are people who are no longer really having anything against Shador. It's they have something against how they're being treated by Shador supporters. And how they're being addressed, and how it doesn't feel like you can have a genuine conversation about Shador, which is understandable. It's human nature. I wonder if part of this stubbornness from the Browns, if they go anywhere but to Shador from Dylan, if you go to Bailey Zappi or to Sean, or you bring in another veteran quarterback, which you mentioned Ashley Bassnack, part of me is just like, are you just doing this to spite people? Because again, I don't think it would be to spite Shador.
No, but it kind of feels that way. It does. In many ways, it does. It kind of feels like there is some sort of spite that is happening if you don't go to Shador next. Because Shador, any sensible coach would look at Shador and say, that's my lottery ticket. That's my chance to save my job. Bailey Zappi's not saving your job. You'd look at Shador and say, this is the opportunity.
I like the way you said that with some English, like Bailey Zappi, you're almost a little Stephen A, like Bailey Zappi's not saving your job. I liked it.
It was not. Wait, was it English or was it Stephen A?
A little bit. A little bit of both.
An English version of Stephen A?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Every now and again.
We're in this weird gray area where, like, if you told me Shador would play at, like, after halftime on Sunday if the Browns got behind.
Yeah.
I don't think I could say, like, I'd be surprised. At the same point, if you told me that
he just never plays.
He's playing
this season.
At some point, he's playing this year.
Okay,
maybe it's for a quarter, maybe it's for a game.
Well, because all the people that are convinced that he's so far behind and the Browns don't actually believe in him in any sort of way, like that's got to be on the card for those people, is it not?
I think it is for those people, but here's the problem: the Browns have already started to change their narrative on Shador, which, as you pointed out, means they're much closer to playing him than not. But if you said...
Or just wait until they turn on Dylan Gabriel. Wait, I can't wait for that to start to happen.
But if you said, hey, okay, he plays it after halftime on Sunday, I'd be like, okay, I can kind of see that. If you also said he doesn't play till week 15, I also can see that. Because I don't think this is no longer a authentic or genuine quarterback situation. There are so many different things going on in it, and I think there are so many different biases, and I don't think I want the best thing for the Browns to come out of this quarterback spot this year. I don't know that everybody might feel that way, but everybody's definition of what the best thing for the Browns quarterback situation is in that very own building seems to not be the same thing.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, like, if you went to five people in that building and you said, what's the best thing for the Browns quarterback situation the remainder of the way? I guarantee you will get five different answers.
Isn't the best thing just to find your franchise quarterback and then be off to the races?
Oh, yeah, that would be. But even that, again,
that's
the definition of what the franchise quarterback is, I don't think they can define that or can agree whether it's Dylan or Shador or Deshaun Watson. Like, Albert Breer has been insistent. Deshaun's the most talented quarterback in the Browns quarterback room. I guarantee you, if you ask them, there's going to be at least one person saying yes. I guarantee you there's at least one person saying Shador. There's
Maybe this is why we always end up in a situation where it feels like the Browns don't know what they're doing. They're too many cooks in the kitchen. We have too many people with too many different thoughts and too many different opinions, and ultimately it just ends up looking like there's no continuity, and they just end up looking like idiots at the end of the day.
Neil on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel saying, part of the Super Chat, saying Browns have a mathematical chance to be in the playoffs. The offense needs a spark
I think it was 0.3% is what the because now the NFL does playoff odds the way that baseball does. Like
so you're
fan
saying
drafts.
There's a chance.
I think it was 0.3% is what I saw. So is that the mathematical chance that you're looking for?
I'm seeing a chance.
Is that what that is?
I'm seeing a chance. 216-474-0092. Does Stefanski not trust Shador to run the offense more from you guys? And you can cross two big targets to fix the Browns offense off your list. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
We can't play Dua Lipa for you. I'm sorry. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Well, not yet.
They'll cancel the YouTube.
You know what? If you bring all your friends to the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel, when Nick and Jonathan are on, bleep them other shows, we'll see. Maybe we'll get Dua Lipa live in studio to do a little music.
I don't think we can afford her, man. You know
what? What if we just appeal to her good nature?
I don't even know that she's that good of a person. I have no idea.
I'm hoping.
She seems nice, but I really don't know. But we can appeal to a lot of people's good nature. It's not going to help us that much.
I know that social media is very thirsty for her. So
yeah.
I do think Dua Lipa, or as I almost called her, Lua Deepa, definitely that almost happened.
I like the idea of it being like Jake's chance to be a DJ back there.
All right, guys. Now bringing you some... I don't know who the hell Peter Schaefer is, but he's on right now.
Yeah, it's DJ Jake Murrin, and then all of a sudden he just plays his favorite hits and his greatest stuff, and then it's like it's a show within a show is what it is. That's how you know you hit it big,
yep.
Is when you're going to have a show within the show where then the commercial breaks on YouTube just turn into somebody else being a DJ. All of a sudden, it's like Bill and Alyssa, and all of a sudden they just like in pops them, and then they just do their morning show, and it just happens in between our breaks as well.
Now, we might have to push Quick Hits into the 3 o'clock hour because many of people are reacting to our conversation on Shador and Nick Kostos espouses that I hope that's okay for the morning show espouses that Kevin Stefanski doesn't trust Shador to run his offense, which I think is pretty fair with all the things that we've heard. But Billy in Wayne County does not like that. Billy, give us some truth, friend.
All right, fellas, this isn't really rocket scientist. I'm going to put this little assumption to bed, okay? So, for instance, all right, we had Pickett, right?
Yep.
So we got rid of him because apparently Shador...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
So we got rid of Pickett.
This might Apparently be rocket
Pickett
science.
Was the one that could run the offense, right? So we get rid of him. So we keep Shador because he's the one that can't run the offense. So now who's coming up next? It's Flacco. Okay, Flacco can run the offense, so we're going to get rid of him, and we're going to keep the guy who doesn't know how to read run the offense. So now we're stuck with Gabriel. Okay, so he can go ahead and run the offense, and we're still going to keep a guy that apparently can't run the offense on the roster, and that's Shador. So we got to put this to bed. That don't make no damn sense whatsoever.
I think
we get rid of all these quarterbacks, and we're going to keep the one guy that can't run the offense on the roster. Now, does that make any sense to anybody on this planet? Hell no, it doesn't. All right? There's got to be a reason why we're keeping this guy on the roster, because we could have moved him a long time ago.
Shador?
Either he's going to be the ace for this new stadium that's going to be getting planted up here in the next couple years. We're going to plug him in. Because who would you rather play?
You're going to freeze him like he's stadium. Ted Williams' head? Like, what are you going to do? You're just going to not have him play?
If
you had a brand-new stadium ready to get open, right, and you're the owner, you want to sell tickets, you want to entertain this stuff, who would you rather plug in, Gabriel or Shador?
Shador.
Right, exactly. So this whole nonsense about, you know, Stefanski not want to play him because he doesn't know how to run the offense. Why in the hell is he still on a damn roster?
All right, Billy, we appreciate you. I don't know we got anywhere there.
I think it was a defense of Shador. I don't know that Shador supporters wanted as the defense, but I think it was a defense of Shador.
Yeah. I think.
But it was odd. Like, you're just gonna not play Shador until the new stadium exists?
Should we just move on? Because
it was a bad call, but I don't know if that means we need to move on.
Do you have a retort? I think I'm going to go in the weeds, and it's just going to make me cross-eyed and probably a little grumpy.
Oh, that's fine. I think you might move on from like the whole Shador topic in general.
That'd be weird.
I was like, we still got like 7 minutes.
Never talking Shador again.
Not that way, but I did think you were like, all right, we're done for the day. We're close up shop. Like, we'll treat this like the 7-Eleven when they say they're open 24 hours, but some locations aren't. We'll just put a closed sign up and just call it a day.
216-474.
We did our best today with the Shador convo. We'll try again tomorrow.
0092. I think Billy was probably a little too far in the weeds on this one. I think it's as simple as Stefanski doesn't trust Shador. And whether he doesn't trust the stuff that he saw in the pre-draft process, or whether it's he doesn't trust him to relay the play call right, or that he doesn't trust him to know the offense, that doesn't mean, by the way, that Kevin Stefanski's right. If anything, what I worry about most here is that Kevin Stefanski had a pre-draft opinion of Shador Sanders, and he's never come off that. And that concerns me because that's the kind of stuff, and it happens a lot in the NFL, more than people realize. That's how guys end up flaming out somewhere and then going somewhere else and doing very well. This is not a one-for-one because one guy was the first pick and the other guy was the 155th pick. That's what happened with Baker. Andrew Berry had a read on Baker, and he never got over that.
Yeah, and at this point, I don't trust Stefanski's eyes when it comes to quarterbacks. I just don't, and I don't know anybody that can tell me that they do with a straight face. And
I think it was Ross Tucker yesterday. I think he told you definitively.
Might be the only one, and we saw how that went down with Ross, did we not?
Well, he got that shahive on his bad side
well,
there.
Well, Ross has disliked Shador ever since Shador didn't give him a radio interview when he did the Colorado game.
Ooh, beep, beep, beep.
I mean, I like Ross, but Ross came on these airwaves and told us. We didn't do the interview at the Colorado game, and then from that point forward, I haven't heard Ross Tucker say a nice thing about Shador.
Pew, 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 pew,
I don't know. You tell me.
Let's go with Sebastian in Arkansas. I think we should call it Arkansas. That sounds cooler than
Arkansas. I like
Arkansas.
Yeah, that's fun.
Welcome, Sebastian.
Hey, Sebastian.
Hey, how y'all fellas doing?
We're doing all right, buddy. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Man, I got a couple good questions. Number one, this is the number one question. How is it that you draft this young man, he doesn't get in any game that's of some significance, but yet it's still he's not ready? How do you get ready? The only way you get ready is you play him. Now, he hasn't touched the field in a regular game with the first team offense, none. Now, if Gable goes down and he hasn't practiced, from my understanding, he hasn't practiced none with the first team offense, what are you setting him up for?
Failure.
The thing I can think of is failure.
Yeah. Right
now,
there.
Now, how about the two gentlemen that's in control of this? Now, I'm going way back. See, the Browns has had plenty of opportunity to get top-notch players. Plenty of opportunity. The year that we got Denzel Ward enough. Plenty of opportunity. This year, we could have had Scatterboo. We could have had Shador and the other kid from William in Colorado. We could have had both of those kids. So it starts in the front office. Barry's horrible, and so is Stefanski. Both of those two need to go.
All right, Sebastian, we appreciate you. So here's the thing that it is something that I think is a flaw in the Browns' defense of Shador's not ready, which is you can't never give the kid first-team reps and see what he has with the first team and basically give all of those things to Dylan, who's not ready. And then for me to be like, well, okay, your analysis here isn't astute. And oh, by the way, how can Shador be ready if he's not getting even 5% of the first team reps?
Well, and on top of it, how can you even grade him when during practices he's just off throwing to the scout team? It's all he's been doing. And now it's elevated since he got the backup role with Dylan Gabriel. He gets to just sit there and basically watch as Dylan takes all the reps. But up until that point, he was just throwing on a whole different field away from Stefanski. Now, Ross had mentioned on one of the broadcasts that they'd been spending time after practice. So what does he get, like 5 minutes every single practice after practice to then show Stefanski if he's learned it or not?
About four and a half minutes. And then there's another 30, like probably 30 to 60 seconds where they hand an ice cream cone and a little hair tussle.
The hair tussle might be a little much, but yeah. I like the ice cream cone idea.
Well, I was just saying it's a little infantilizing to say he's getting a chance
when it's Capri Suns.
When it's like, but they've got after practice, you know, like the not part of practice, the unofficial practice. That's where they're really getting him ready. I'm like, okay.
It's funny. My post sports snack, like that the parents would always bring, was always either fruit snacks or orange slices. We never got anything as good as ice cream cones.
Yeah, we got in game. Twizzlers.
In-game Twizzlers.
Now you know why I'm pre-diabetic. Yeah.
Nothing like offsetting that cardio that we're getting with some in-game Twizzlers.
They're like that and sunflower seeds, which is, if you've ever had both of those things in your gums at the same time, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, there was a time in life we'd have sunflower seeds, Big League Chew, and then when we got old enough, we'd even throw dip in there. We'd go for the big three. Call that one the triple dipper.
Real quick. And that's also a different thing. That's on Urban Dictionary.
Is that, what is it? What'd you call it? The turkey twist? The Turkish twist?
The Turkish twist. Got to pay extra for that one. Let's go with Scott on the road. Welcome to the show, Scott on the road. We got about 45 seconds, buddy.
All right, real quick. I agree with you. I think Stefanski never liked Shador, and that was evident in the video. They tried to, you know, say, oh, it's no big deal. He wanted him here when he didn't even clap when they drafted him. The other thing is, the Browns became the Titanic when Callahan left. When he left, the offensive line went downhill, and so did the offense. And the team went down the drain, if you think about it. So when Stefanski won those Coach of the Year awards, that's fine. It should have been the coaching staff of the year. Not necessarily the coach of the year. That's evident now. I'll sit back and listen to you guys.
All right, Scott. So I do think the offensive line coach is just about the most important thing that you have to get right.
Yeah.
And I never bought he wants to go coach with his boy. I always thought he was pissed that the Browns fired Alex Van Pelt. And I think there were conversations after that had nothing to do with Brian Callahan getting the Tennessee job. I think that situation was presented as the easiest solution. I think it was more complicated than that. I do think that's part of why it's fallen apart, But I think mostly the offensive line's fallen apart because they've neglected drafting and developing good enough players.
And they spent a lot of resources on guys that continue to get injured constantly. Conklin's been injured since he's gotten into a Browns uniform. Like, it's just, that's the reality of it.
216-474-0092. Does Stefanski not trust Shador to run the offense? We're going to run that by Nick Shook of NFL Network and the NFL Daily Podcast. And we'll also get his take on a reported Godfather offer for one Myles Garrett, and whether the Browns should do it. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.